very hard to see how the budget adds up with relatively minor cuts or no cuts in spending really proposed, no revenue increases. It's hard to see how that gets to be a balanced budget.
Sure, and let's take a few aspects of what the governor had to say. I guess starting with some of his ideas on pension reform and shifting some of those costs, particularly with higher education and K-12 education, shifting those costs from the state to the institutions themselves. Thoughts on that part of his proposal?
Well, I think it's very good public policy to make the organizations that are benefiting from the pension, whose workers are benefiting, also bear the burden of paying for those pensions. The problem is that it's a shift in cost, and so essentially it's equivalent to a cut in state aid. Those pensions in the past were a form of state aid. So if you're going to shift the responsibility for paying for the pensions, it would be a good idea to also think about shifting the funding. And when you do that, there's no benefit, no immediate direct benefit to the state. There could be a long-run benefit in that there can be more responsible, more thoughtful use of pensions as a part of compensation.
With K-12 in particular, if this proposal were to go into effect, would you see a possible impact of this being districts having to further increase property taxes?
Undoubtedly, it would be, because it's a big shift, and so districts are going to have to, one way or another, compensate for that. So their choices are cutting services or raising taxes, really. And it would probably be some combination of the two, but almost certainly there would have to be an increase in property taxes.
The other thing that the governor mentioned today was taking some of the savings from the pension cost shift and other areas and immediately using some of that savings for an income tax cut to roll back at least some of the income tax increase that was passed over his veto a year ago. Is there enough savings there to really accomplish that?
Well, you have to understand that you're starting out from a very, very unbalanced budget. I mean, we've just put out a paper that shows that in fiscal 2017, there was about a $13 billion deficit. We spent about $13 billion more than we took in revenue. Fiscal 18 will probably be similar. So there's no room to cut taxes, even if you have substantial cuts in expenditures. It would just be adding to the deficit.
One of the cases the governor is making, I think, with his proposed tax cut is that would somehow make Illinois more appealing. It would reduce some of the out-migration. It would provide a bit of stimulus to the state economy. Do you see a scenario where any kind of benefit to the state economy could make up for the loss in revenue there?
No. I mean, there have been numerous studies, and we've talked about this with respect to the U.S. economy. Tax cuts don't pay for themselves. Tax cuts lower revenue. That doesn't mean, I mean, there is some economic stimulus, or there can be some economic stimulus to tax cuts. But in the current situation, the thing that's holding back the Illinois economy more than anything is an unsustainable fiscal situation rather than high taxes. So if we want to improve the economy of Illinois, what we really have to do is get realistic about fixing the fiscal situation over the long term. And that'll do a lot more to benefit the economy than any kind of specific tax cut.